A national oil spillage contingency plan working group has been inaugurated in Accra in a bid to secure Ghana's waters from oil spillage. The group will, among other things, coordinate the chemicals to be used in case of an oil spillage. In a speech read for him, the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahama Yariga, said risks associated with oil exploitation are high and there is the need to adopt measures to minimize the impact. He called on the technical working groups to make their expertise available to keep the country prepared for any incident of oil spillage. Rosalind Ganyaglu reports.
The technical working groups under the auspices of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, will focus on operations, environmental, chemicals, and waste management issues. The groups have representatives from SEPS, EPA, NADMO, Ghana Maritime Authority, GAPOHA, and Immigration. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation, Mahama Yariga, said the inauguration forms part of the restructuring process initiated in 2011. He expressed government's commitment to ensure the safety of the country's coastline, commending the EPA and partners for working towards a contingency plan for oil spillage.
Petroleum, as you know, has its own disadvantages. This exercise called for common understanding of the role of each stakeholder identified in the plan. Consequently, they paved way for the plan to be finalized and printed by the first quarter of next year, which is 2017. Working groups will start work immediately to keep Ghana in the state of preparedness in case of any contingency and spill that we do have.
The Deputy Director for Oil and Gas at the EPA, Kojo Agbeno Efunam, said contingency plans are important for coastal countries, even those without an oil industry. He indicated that the work of the technical group will therefore complement the work of the steering committee.
If we have any spill and we will require any assistance from outside, it must come from the EPA. So without that, as part of your contingency plan, nobody will respond to you. The operations group will be the one that will be looking at the contingency plan as we have it. Whenever we have a spill, they are going to be the one that will be assisting mainly the industry to be able to respond effectively. The environmental working group will be looking at the environmental resources that we have. The chemical working groups, some of the dispersants are very toxic, so they will be looking at the various dispersants that must be brought into the country. Those that we need to approve, those that we don't need to approve. Then the waste management group, they will be looking at issues concerning waste generation, waste minimization, and how we can deal with waste.
The acting deputy executive director of EPA, John Puaman, said industries cannot be left alone to handle issues relating to oil spillage. It needs the expertise of all government agencies to ensure that the issues are tackled properly.
Rosalind Ganyaglu reporting.